informed in both local, sports and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. HH commissions Mungomba Mine as EH's mining investor to deliver real benefits to local communities. Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway nears completion. France urges citizens to leave Mali after rebel attacks.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Akain Ditema has challenged mining investors to ensure that the investment being made in Zambia's mining sector translate into tangible benefits for local communities. Speaking during the commissioning of the Mungomba mine in Chilelabombwe, President Ditema emphasized the importance of fully implementing the local content policy. He notes that prioritizing local participation in mining activities will not only empower citizens but also drive inclusive economic growth. The head of state stressed a meaningful development can only be achieved when local people are actively involved and benefit directly from the country's natural resources. He urged investors to go beyond profit making and contribute to community development through job creation, skill transfer, and support for local businesses. Meanwhile, President Ditema reaffirmed Zambia's bilateral relations with the United States remain strong. He says that the continued inflow of investment into the mining sector is a clear indication of the enduring partnership between the two nations despite changes in political leadership.
Yes, export the metal, and Mungomba will be free to export the metal to America. We have no restrictions, except that some of the metal must be retained for local manufacturing, because that capacity also enhances and deepens the growth agenda for us as Zambians and benefits everybody along the way. Improves Zambia's capacity and Zambia's ability to engage with partners like the U.S. in a more meaningful way with mutual benefits. I was saying to the investors out there, we are grateful to them and we want them to invest more in this country. And we will receive their investments, we'll respect their investments, we'll work with their investments.
And Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kavuswe says that Zambia is making steady progress towards achieving its target of producing 3 million metric tons of minerals. He attributed the progress to increased investment and renewed confidence in the mining sector.
In the next 10 years, from 2021 to 2031, I said the Ungwamdalaba, 3 million tons of copper in 10 years. When I looked at the mining sector, Mr. President, it was so depressed. Nothing was firing. Everybody was fighting in court, and there was nothing that looked like at the level Zambia was, we could reach 3 million tons in 10 years. And you said, we are going to ride with it. And one of the things that you said was that get all those mining tenements that are fighting, get them out of court. Apart from that, there is a song that you used to sing about a certain mine.
Government has called on journalists in Zambia to embrace professionalism, accuracy and ethical responsibility when reporting on disasters in the country in order to help build a safer and more resilient nation. Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Coordinator Norman Chipakopako emphasized emphasize that the media plays a critical role beyond simply disseminating information. Mr. Chipakopako said that journalists are key partners in shaping public understanding, influencing behavioral change, and ultimately saving the lives. He notes that reporting on disasters requires specialized knowledge and sensitivity, similar to coverage of complex issues such as a war.
Disaster management and mitigation units continue to work and want to continue working closely with departments such as the National Red Cross Society, Guam, our police, Mwama, and MED, Zeva, and many other critical institutions in early warning assistance and preparedness and response. We want to work with all these. In fact, our foundation responsibility gives us the authorities to call any PF and coordinate with them. Therefore, the media, in particular, is one of our most strategic partners.
Meanwhile, Zambia Red Cross Society board chairperson SBS Musondari affirmed the organization's commitment to saving lives and supporting vulnerable communities. Ms. Musondari said that the society continues to respond to emergencies such as floods, droughts, and disease outbreaks through relief assistance, health services, and community preparedness initiatives.
Providing critical support, including relief assistance, health services, and community-based preparedness programs. Each work goes beyond the poverty as well for the institution, helping communities better prepare for future shocks. On the other hand, disaster management and mitigation unit says that essential role in coordinating disaster risk management at all levels at government institutions. DMMU reached planning, while also strengthening early warning systems and promoting guidance across the sector. The unit went closely to various stakeholders.
And Disaster Risk Management Director Likezo Musobani challenged journalists to familiarize themselves with key frameworks, including the hydro meteorological systems and the National Contingency Master Plan, to improve the quality of disaster reporting. The workshop, jointly organized by the DMMU and the Zambia Red Cross Society, aims to strengthen media capacity in disaster reporting and promote responsible, impactful journalism.
We have to explain the big driver. If we're consistent, we'll create a brand for ourselves. When it comes to picking research in Lusaka, what's the name? Picking research, then you come on to stop him. Simon was there. Why? He has been doing his consistency. If we're doing a plan for the next driver, all we are inviting him to do is, you know, private life, both of us are proficient, right? Every day, there will be a change. Exporting vulnerability and making finance accessible. Next, do the rest, what are forecasts with previous data.
The Road Development Agency, RIDA, says that the construction of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway is expected to be completed in the fourth quarter of this year. Speaking during a press briefing to the RIDA board chairperson, Eugene Hazele, says that the project, which is currently over 66% complete, remains on track for completion by the end of the year. Mr. Hazele has, however, cautioned that ongoing tensions in the Middle East could disrupt the project timeline if the situation persists. Meanwhile, Mr. Hazele says that the agency has engaged contractors on various road projects to undertake corporate social responsibility initiatives in the mining communities, where they can operate.
These initiatives form part of our corporate social responsibility program. The agency considers itself a responsible corporate citizen and recognizes that wherever it operates, it must leave a meaningful and lasting impact beyond the road infrastructure it develops. Our focus is on addressing social needs with the potential to transform the lives of the most vulnerable members of the community. Ladies and gentlemen, the agency has identified two key priority areas in this regard. First is the, of course, water supply aspect. The second is support to community-based self-help projects. We arrived at these two main areas after a wide consultation with the public, posing the question to the public that we are building a road for you.
The Zambia Council of Catholic Bishops President, Bishop Ignatius Chama, has urged the Lungu family and the government to reconcile and ensure former President Edgar Lungu is buried. Lungu died on the 5th of June 2025, but his burial remains delayed due to an impasse between the government and his family. Chief Bishop Rada Chama says that the country has fought to reconcile with the late President family for close to a year. He added that the prolonged delay has embarrassed the nation. The bishop stated that now that the government has seen the body of the former head of state, the matter should be resolved. He called on Zambians to pray for both the Lungu family and the government to reach settlement. He further advised both parties to avoid trading accusations and to work towards a concrete solution.
Ngechalo nokutulechela umusevanya ukubika pofie nokuchisha imikashi ya kwalwamo hapo kuteko wese umaka na amano yaiko Nabashi mwenye kisho okuti.